These are images, live images you were seeing from Turkey, protests there. Let's read out a statement that's been made by the Turkish Foreign Ministry saying that we strongly condemn these inhumane practices of Israel. That's according to a written statement by the Turkish Foreign Ministry. This deplorable incident, which took place in open seas and constitutes a flagrant breach of international law, may lead to irreparable consequences in our bilateral relations. That's the written statement issued by the Turkish Foreign Ministry, an official statement there on what's happened today. Israeli forces attacking the Gaza aid convoy, and a lot of protests taking place in Turkey since one of the main ships that was attacked was a Turkish ship carrying the bulk of the aid. And you are seeing their live pictures. There it is of Istanbul. Protests still continuing outside the Israeli consulate in Istanbul. And of course, Turkish officials have also summoned Israel's ambassador to Ankara over this incident. We'll just have to wait and see what happens. But we're hoping that we're not going to have any more casualties. But according to Israeli channels, the death toll could be more than it's already been reported, because a lot of information is now being blocked, Marzia.
That's right, Homa. And just like you just read the official statement from Turkey, of course, possibly we may see a stronger reaction, as we see that the Turkish people have already taken to the streets. It's still early in Turkey, but some Turks have already tried to storm the Israeli consulate, as the largest ship in the convoy was a Turkish ship, and that was the ship that was attacked. Now, we have reports now of at least 20 people that have been killed. Of course, we don't have any word of the nationality, but in all likelihood, because the majority of people on that ship were Turkish. So that could be another major factor in this, as far as the number of Turkish nationals killed, if any, and to see the official reaction out of Istanbul with this. Now, we do have some reports of some Israeli officials expressing sorrow over what has taken place. Also, the official Israeli official Israeli reports are saying that the Israelis that had boarded the ships were actually attacked by the activists. But in all accounts of what we're hearing and what we're seeing, it's not likely that it happened. These ships were in international waters. So the question is why the Israelis boarded the ships to begin with. And of course, the Israelis are saying that they wanted to check out and see what type of goods that the ships were carrying. We know that the ships were carrying 10,000 tons of humanitarian aids, aid that has been collected from 50 countries around the world, 700 activists from around the world, including journalists, including a Nobel laureate, including a Holocaust survivor. So all kinds of people that said basically they just wanted to break the three-year siege that has been on the Gaza Strip. The Gaza Strip is a very impoverished area, 1.5 million people. Borders are controlled by the Israelis, except for one side, which is controlled by the Egyptians, and are very, very limited in being able to get any supplies in, which are usually done via underground tunnels that are repeatedly bombed by the Israelis. The Israelis, of course, started this siege after Hamas, the government in place in Gaza, was elected through a democratic process that Israel did not approve of. And from that time on, they have basically continued this blockade, the siege of this area. Now, UN, United Nations, UNRWA have repeatedly said and requested Israel to lift the siege, to allow the humanitarian aid that is needed to get in, but that has not taken place. And we've seen several different convoys throughout the last couple of years of trying to break the siege, trying to get some needed supplies in. There have been some times that some of the activists were allowed in via the Rafah crossing. A lot of the time, some of the humanitarian supplies were not allowed in. The Egyptians kept the supplies on the border, and unfortunately, a lot of it was perishable goods. like medicine, that was left in the sun, that was left outside to rot. So unfortunately, a lot of those, though they tried, it was not totally successful. So the 700 activists this time around, it was more of an international makeup, and they felt that they had a greater chance. It was numbers. Strength usually comes in numbers. So with the six ships, they thought that they had a better chance to reach the Gaza Strip and break the siege. However, what you're seeing is when the Israeli Navy actually attacked the ships, of course, the largest ship being a Turkish ship, that we have these images from Turkish television that had satellite equipment on board, but however has now been blocked. All communications has been blocked, and